Eli Manning is my favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And one time, at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny. So you're peeved about something, huh? You know what I do when I'm angry? I just play some Bach on my flute. It's so relaxing. I learned to do that at band camp.
The Don and Mike Show.
Elliot E. from My Agent.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
And we're back. And I have not given you my Super Bowl prediction just yet.
But you've locked it in.
Trust me, it has already been written down.
Wow.
And before the end of today's show, I will be revealing the final score of the game. And you can bank it!
Joe has got the Bellagio Sportsbook on hold, and they are standing by.
I do believe when I release this number, this score,
yes,
this is going to affect
keep
the point
straight
spread.
Face. Oh, I know.
This will affect the point spread as sure as I'm sitting here.
What's the point spread now? Do we know?
The game will be played on Sunday.
Okay.
I stole that one from Buzz Burbank.
I know you don't gamble.
Also, a bunch of things because of Rob's vasectomy that we didn't get to today, and I really did want to talk about this today because it happened. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air or not. It happened, I think, the early part of this week in my house. I believe there's something going on of a Joe Ardinger-style supernatural quality.
Like a spooky specter?
Well, it started with my kids. And, you know, kids, they they will talk about, you know, ooh, this is, I heard this, what's this? Uh-huh. Now, Carla comes to me and she says, I sense something was kind of odd, and, you know, I throw that away because I don't think about it because it's usually
she's
not
a woman.
True. She's a woman, you know, in one ear and out the other. Just the other day, I get out of the shower. I'm over at my sock drawer.
Yes, the haunted sock drawer.
You know what? I'm going to get brutalized because I said I'm at my sock drawer. But as I walk out of the bathroom and I go to the dresser, I distinctly and
naked?
Clearly, I am naked, Rob, just like you were when you were making.
Fantastic. But you weren't watching Butterbags.
I was not watching Butterbags, but I smelled distinctly cigar smoke, as though someone was smoking it in the next room over.
Was Don there?
Don was not there, but it was.
That's
it
creepy.
Was weird, creepy.
Now you don't smoke cigars anymore.
I'm talking about in my nakedness. I went out into the hallway. I sniffed downstairs to say, hey, is there maybe a workman outside?
Right.
I looked out the window. I checked it all out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is an old, old house, and it's around that Civil War battlefield area that I live.
Historical house,
actually. It's kind of, yeah, it's a bit of a historical house.
And you
house.
Have, like, a mausoleum or something in your basement, right?
I have the crypt in the basement. Mm-hmm. I have that Amityville Horror-style cauldron that's been sealed. And I distinctly, it was cigar smoke, and I was all alone in the house. Walked around the house and was kind of, sniffing, and it was weird.
Were you scared?
So I was not scared. I was a little intrigued because I'm cool that way.
You know what? You'd be a good caller for Joe's Saturday night show.
Yeah, you should call in.
You should.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out about that. We'll find out about that a little bit later. We'll ask Joe about what's coming up on the show. Not. Let's get right back to the game. Yes, the moment of truth. We honed and refined the moment of truth. Todd, are you on the air? Hello, Todd.
Todd,
pay attention. It's
big,
you.
Big head Todd.
Hey, Todd, last chance. Hello, Todd.
Yeah,
all right. No, I'm sorry, Todd.
Ooh.
Aaron, you're on the air. You ready to play the game?
I'm ready to play.
All right, we made a modification in the way the logistics of this game is working. The way we're going to do this, we have been playing the true or false to indicate whether the caller was right. That's
right.
Not what we're going to do. You will hear if you match the answer of any one of the three of us, Buzz, Mike, or Rob, you'll hear the ding that tells you have matched and you will stay till the next level.
Uh-huh.
And then we will let the machine determine whether the answer indeed
was true
or false.
I get it.
But it will not affect your score at all. If you match the person that you're playing with, you go to the next level. Do you understand, Aaron?
I got it.
Very good, Aaron. Who would you like to play with?
I will take Mike O'Mara for the win.
Let me hand the questions over to Rob Spiewak, and
you know,
I will tell you.
You've been a tough nut to crack.
I am on the honor system. I will answer these questions truthfully.
All right.
I swear to God.
Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
Mike, are you ready?
Sure, Rob. Whatever.
Mike O'Mara, have you ever parked in a handicapped spot?
I'm locked in. Locked in.
All right. Aaron? Do you think Mike has ever parked in a handicapped spot?
I'm going to say no.
Mike, your answer?
My answer is that Aaron is a Dumas. I'm terribly sorry. Oh, goodbye, Aaron. No.
You have?
Of course I have.
Let's see what the lie detector says.
All right. Yeah, it'll tell. It's true. Being honest.
True.
Yes, yeah. I was saying something bad about myself.
So disappointed.
I don't lie about that stuff. Heath, you're on the Don and Mike Show. You ready to play the game?
Just give me that chance.
All right. Heath, who will you be playing with?
Let's go with Rob.
Rob, give me the questions. Here we go.
Heath, you have such a nice name. Heath.
All right, Heath. You got to match Rob for three.
Yeah,
and we're only going right to three levels. Only have to do three to get $100.
That's it.
We've made it easier because the game moves so slowly. All right, here we go, Heath. Listen for Rob's answer here.
All right.
Do you enjoy the smell of your own farts?
Again?
Have you ever enjoyed the smell of your own farts?
I'm locked in.
He is locked in. What do you think his answer will be, Heath?
You know what? I think that Rob does like that, so yes.
Let's see. Heath, you have matched Rob. The answer is yes. Let's
that
see what the
answer is.
There's no question.
True.
And I like
congratulations.
There is a postscript, Heath. I'm not the only one.
No, you're not.
Just thought I'd pick that one for Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
And we're going to move on to the next level with you now, Heath. You got two more to go, and you win $100. Let's ask Rob the next question.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Have you ever called a woman a pig behind her back? Let's wait for Rob to lock in his answer.
I am locked in.
All right. Heath, what do you think Rob's answer will be?
Oh, it's Rob. Of course he has.
The answer is yes. Let's see if the answer is true. Let's check.
That answer is...
right.
True.
Oh, this is very, very exciting.
Heath's a game player.
Heath's going to get to the third level. If he gets to the third level, you win $100. I'm so excited. I can hardly stand it. Let me go through all these. Oh, you know what? This is a good one. No, hold on. I'm really going to make this one a tough one. I got to find it. All right?
I don't like the smirk on your face, Mike O'Mara.
Hold on. Oh, no. See, he's a callous, crass human being, so I don't want to do it.
Well, you see, Heath is playing smart by choosing the crassest of us all.
Right.
And you can't spell crass.
Without ass.
That's right. Thank you, Buzz.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm really trying to find the right question. We've got hundreds of them here.
Come on, Peter Tamarkin.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
It's a tough one. This is a tough one. Very tough.
All right.
Rob, do you fantasize about cheating on your spouse? Take your time.
My answer is locked in.
All right, Heath, would you like to match Rob's answer? What did he say when I asked him, does he fantasize about cheating on his spouse?
You know, that is a hard one. Rob's a good guy. I'm going to go with no.
No. Guess what? You have matched Rob for $100.
Right.
Congratulations, Heath.
Winner.
Right.
But now, both of you Dumases, I want you to see what the machine says.
That answer is false.
Oh! Hey, but Heath, the good news is you still get the money, okay?
$100.
All right,
hold on. We'll keep you on the line. Joe will tell you how to get your money, and we got time for one more round of this.
Yes, we do.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on the Don and Mike Show. You ready to play the game?
Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, this is actually, my name's Greg.
Oh, you were up here as Robert. We will change that to Greg. Greg?
That answer is false.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Greg, who would you like to play with?
Well, I think I'll go with Buzz.
Yeah, that's good. All right, let's do Buzz. All right.
Let's all do Buzz.
Now, three levels. If you match Buzz's answer, you get all three. You get $100. Here we go. All right. Buzz.
Yes.
Have you ever spied on a naked neighbor?
Okay, my answer is locked in.
He has locked his answer in. What do you think Buzz's answer will be, Greg?
Oh, I would have to say yes.
Let's see.
There's my answer.
You have matched the answer. Now let's see if it's true, and I'm sure I know what the machine's going to say. We all know Buzz was a longtime Peeping Tom.
That answer is... True.
Two more levels to go. You ready, Greg?
Or was my neighbor an exhibitionist?
Was she asking for you to look at her?
Exactly.
Was he asking to look at him?
Thank you, Rob.
All right, this is all right.
He also helps you with fantasy football, doesn't he?
Now, I believe that we have discussed this on the air, so actually you might have a little leg up if you listen to this show, Greg, but let's see what happens. Buzz.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten a scab?
All right, my answer is locked in.
He has locked in his answer. What do you think Buzz's answer to this question will be, Greg? Has Buzz ever eaten a scab?
No.
Let's see what it is.
There's my answer.
Oh, a match.
He has matched the answer. Congratulations. Let's see if the answer was true or false.
That answer is false.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Fantastic.
That machine
Buzz,
is broken.
Dirty dog.
What's
good
that
news.
He's got red in his teeth.
Good news for you, Greg. You have one more level for $100. Are you excited?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're almost there.
All right, this has got to be the toughest one.
Pull a good one.
All right, I will pull a good one. All right, this is simple, but it's good.
All right.
Buzz Burbank?
Yes.
Have you ever not been able to perform sexually?
Buzz is giving a careful thought.
This is taking him a little bit of time right now.
All right, I have my answer locked in.
He's locked in the answer. The question for Buzz, Greg, was, has he ever not been able to perform sexually? What do you think his answer was?
Well, due to drug use, I would say at one time or another, yes.
I don't even know the answer to this. Let's see what Buzz said. It is yes. You have matched him for $100.
Excellent.
And let's see if the answer was true. We all know it was true.
True.
Fantastic.
Right,
performance,
good.
Performance is yes, but I've never missed a rehearsal.
Greg, $100 for you. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's put you on hold. That's it. That's all we have time for right now. And, Buzz, I appreciate your candor.
Hi, everybody. This is
the news. Yeah. It is the news time for
Buzzy.
Well,
I think we all had a lot of candor.
No. We were all lying like dogs.
Oh, by the way, Mike, you left your lights on. Your car's out there in the handicap spot.
Liar! I realize, you know, when you do this game and you play it with us, I realize how much of a stinking open book we all are.
Yeah, really.
I mean, there's really nothing. It would almost want you to go on the show, but I wouldn't want to be there.
You know, it'd be good if one of us went on the show and the rest of us were on the couch.
That's right.
Watching.
And,
yeah.
And we knew nothing would faze us.
And all we did was flip each other off.
It's like here.
Buzz, you got a little news for us this afternoon?
I have a lot of news this evening.
A lot of stuff going on,
yeah,
right?
It sure is.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the take a break.
Yes, do
it. We'll be back with Buzz Burbank and the news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.